Blog Talk Radio.
There's a call comes ringing o'er the restless waves, and the light, and the light, and the light.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning into the Gospel Light Radio Show. This is a special edition. Your host this evening is Stevie R. Butler with my co-host, Patrick Medlock. We're grateful that you are tuning into our radio broadcast this evening. This radio show is brought to you by loved and faithful members of the Churches of Christ. We would ask that you would take out your Bibles and study along with us. We have a very exciting show planned for your spiritual enlightenment and your edification. If you would like to contact us while we're on the air this evening, give us a call to the live show at 713-955-0508. If you have any questions or comments for my co-host, you can send me an email to srbutler1009@yahoo.com. Or you can call the Carolina studio at 910-491-6405. Now again, this program is brought to you by members of the Churches of Christ. And if you need any assistance in locating a congregation in your area, please feel free to contact us. Now folks, get out your Bibles and study along with us here on the Gospel Light Radio Show.
The light.
Good evening, wherever you are in the world listening to this radio broadcast. Stevie B's Media Production presents the Gospel Light Radio Show. I'm your host, Stevie R. Butler, and this radio show is being broadcast from the Carolina studio in the great state of North Carolina. Ladies and gentlemen, we are just grateful for the privilege to be able to bring you a program where we as Christians and members of the Churches of Christ can share our faith and preach and teach the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ on a weekly basis. So before we go into our program for this evening, I would ask that you would bow with me in a word of prayer that we may thank God for this opportunity. Our most kind, gracious, loving Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for allowing us to go through the various activities of the day and placing it on our hearts that we are on this broadcast and we're prepared now to present a portion of your holy and divine word. Father, we pray that you would be with my co-host, Patrick Medlock, as he presents unto us a portion of your holy and divine word. We pray that you will continue to bless him in his efforts to sow the seed of the kingdom and bless his family as they support him as well. Father, we pray that you will bless our listeners this evening. We pray that they may listen well and that their hearts may be pricked as they consider their eternal stance before you and their soul salvation. And it will cause them to ask the question, what must I do to be saved? Father, we thank you so much for sending your only begotten son to die such a cruel death on Calvary's cross. We recognize that without such a sacrifice, we would not even have a hope of eternal life. Father, we pray that you'll continue to bless us and keep us and love us all the days of our lives. And if we have been faithful unto death, Father, we pray that you would save us. For it's in Christ's name we do ask it all. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning into the broadcast. Our speaker this evening will be Patrick Medlock. This is a special edition, so we only have one speaker on the program this evening. So open up your Bibles now and open your minds, and let's have a great show. After the break, the next voice you hear will be that of my co-host, Patrick Medlock. Enjoy the show.
I'm gonna live my life for Jesus every day of my life. I don't care what you say. I know my God, he's alright. Cause when Satan tries to attack me, there's no battle I can lose. I'm gonna shout the victory. I'm gonna shout hallelujah. You can't stop.
day of my life.
Of my life.
And I don't care what you say. I know my God is strong.
Because
when Satan tries, ain't no
battle
I'm gonna shout some victory. Hallelujah. Come on. Oh, you can't stop me.
You can't turn me around.
I'm on my mission. He said, go get that for teach all nations. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Come on in here. Oh, yeah. Put your hands together if there's a believer in the house.
Everybody say, yeah.
Come on, I'm committed. Oh, yes, to your will. To your every way. Although we get tempted. I made it up in my mind that I'd never go. Because when you die, Jesus, all you sent your mercy. I will forever be true to you, Lord.
Because
yeah. Dedicated. Appreciated. Ever loyal to you, Lord. And when I die, I've got it.
There's no way I can lose. You promised me I would get my mansion rose.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I get happy about it. Don't you want to go? Come on. If you're a believer, then everybody sing.
Show special edition. Now my co-host Patrick L. Medlock and his subject, Let's Talk Turkey.
Good evening, everyone, and I bring you greetings from the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ in Tallahassee, Florida, where it all comes together spiritually, and I'm appreciative of Brother Butler for this opportunity to be able to declare God's word on tonight. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, please be with us tonight as we continue to live and move and have our very being in you. Be with the nation as we mourn the death of a president. Be with us as we continue to mourn over the conditions that we are living in, one filled with sin and corruption. One filled with sickness and death. One filled with us continuing to reap what we sow. And yet, despite that backdrop, individuals still being compelled to sow their wild oaks. Father, we want to thank you for the church and thank you for the staying power of your gospel. Thank you for Jesus and allowing him to have grace in one hand and truth in the other. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, which continues to guide us and prompt us to be able to do the things that you would ultimately have us to do. And Father, we want to thank you for efforts like this, devotionals during the day and during the afternoon and during the evening, that are designed to guide our hearts and our minds back to Jesus, because we know that Jesus is indeed the way, he is the truth, and he is the life, and that no one can come to you, Father, but through him. Thank you again for being you. And help us to be guided in a way that allows us to, regardless of whether we're already in our slippers, whether we're in our cars traveling, or whether we're still at work, that we're in the process of finishing a day in which we have made a good faith effort to give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Here we are on December 3rd, only a few weeks from the end of the year, and only a few months from the year 2020. Understand and know that God has been good from the very beginning. He's good now, and he'll be good in the future. And we are in a position today where, as we speak and as you listen, we are under God's auspices. We are in a position to lay prostrate before him. And our mental attitude should be an attitude of gratitude. And maybe that's where our mind is right now, just coming off of Thanksgiving. Because probably if I challenged you and I asked you, how many times did you say Thanksgiving prior to November, you might have been challenged to have said Thanksgiving on more than on one hand as far as the number of our fingers. Yet you've said it several times, I'm sure, this month and last month, and it might even carry over into January. But I say to you that we really need to talk turkey about this Thanksgiving orientation that we've been guided to have in North America. Because I say to you that as we talk turkey about it, I'm not saying we need to talk turkey because turkey is the main course that many of us may have enjoyed during the Thanksgiving holiday. I actually referenced the talk turkey euphemism here, which was first referenced in 1824, because we really need to talk seriously or to speak frankly, which is what the euphemism means, about why Thanksgiving is such a thing that we only do around this time of year, when the scripture says very, very plainly in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, starting with verse number 16, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse number 16, the Bible says, rejoice always, verse 17, pray without ceasing, verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, we need to talk turkey because, in essence, we need to be speaking of how thankful we are to God 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We need to talk turkey about Thanksgiving because we need to be thinking with an attitude of gratitude 12 months in a year, 365 days in a year. And we need to really, every waking moment of our lives, be thankful. Let's talk turkey about this Thanksgiving attitude and what we really need to do. As I reread verse 18, the Bible says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." This thanks thing is really, if you're listening to Paul as he makes this declaration to the church at Thessalonica, he's really trying to let us know this thanks thing needs to be a daily duty. It needs to be something that we're doing all of the time. Are we always acting thankfully? Are we acting thankfully when we're taking for granted God's blessings? Are we thinking thankfully when we're complaining about things that are happening with our spouse, with our children, in at our workplace, at our homes, in our schools, in our communities, with our cars, with ourselves? Are we really thinking thankfully when we are always in a state of dissatisfaction, impatience, and in some cases being dismissive, disrespectful, discourteous, and basically giving God's name dishonor? When we approach things and we say, "I need to be thankful," then the orientation says, if there's something to be thankful for, even when things are not perfect. See, I can appreciate Job when Job said in Job 1:21, "The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." The idea and the orientation that Job had, when quite frankly, Job had the worst day ever. You may have felt that you had a bad day today, or you might think back to your worst day. And you got to understand, nobody on earth has had a better day as Job has had. Job lost his children. Job lost his wealth. And then the next day wasn't that much better. He ended up losing his health. Basically, everything happened to Job, but Job died. And yet the Bible says, not once did Job curse God or charge God foolishly. In fact, Job had a thankful attitude coming out of the worst day ever. So I say to you today, ladies and gentlemen, I say to you today, brothers and sisters, that this thanks thing can truly be a daily thing. And when the Bible says that this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for us, the idea and the perspective truly needs to be one. And which, quite frankly, if I can bless your soul, you need to break your thankfulness down into several, I'm going to say these four quadrants. First, go ahead and be thankful for the good and the big thing. That's what we tend to thank God for. When we send our prayer request, something big has happened, something good has happened. We've been blessed by a job, and we send thankful. We send up a card, or we go forward and we acknowledge God. We go on Facebook and we say, "Won't he do it?" When the big things happen, we have a problem being thankful then. But even though it's a big thing when you get married or you are engaged or when you graduate or when you buy a house or when you get that job or when you get that big promotion or when you're blessed with your dream car, whatever the big, good blessing might be that will prompt you very easily to dance a jig and to throw up grateful kisses up into the heavens. But if we're going to make thankfulness a daily duty, something which shows that we understand that it is part of the will of God that we need to do it, then we also need to be thankful to God for the bad and the little things that happen in our lives. Maybe we need to be thankful that if whether you had inclement weather or not, the Lord allows the power to stay on so that you can operate the way you needed to operate. Maybe you need to be thankful for the fact that you didn't have a heart attack or that you didn't have any pain that was so debilitating that it would have kept you from being productive or maybe even kept you from being mobile. Maybe you need to be thankful for the fact that the hangnail that you know you had in the past, you didn't have today. Maybe you should be thankful for the fact that you were able to put your hands on those glasses that you misplaced the other day, or that you were able to find those keys that you misplaced the other day, or that when you took those keys and you put them in your car started, and not just take for granted that it was going to start. When you got your check this past Friday, be thankful that there was money in it and that it did in the bank of the company and that it didn't bounce. These are little things that we take for granted, but God can at any time decide to say that, you know what, your health is not going to be what it always has been. The money that you've gotten from your job is not going to be what it always has been. Your car is not going to always be as dependable. Your eyes are going to deteriorate. And quite frankly, you might have to wear your glasses all the time. It's just instead of just wearing them when you have to read or wearing them when you have to see afar off. Being thankful for those little things will help us to understand that it's not just on the good or the big occasion, but it's on those little ones that allows us to truly be thankful. Thankful that even though you rode in the rain, nobody hit you in the back of your fender, and you hit nobody else in the back of their fender, even though you were doing the horrible thing of texting while driving. And think about the things that are outright bad that we can be thankful for. Your car stopped, but you got AAA. Your car stopped, and you're not in the middle of the road so that you're still in a position to be hit. Your car stopped, and you actually got the money to be able to fix what they are saying is the problem. Sure, I'm sick, but I'm in a hospital that has some of the best doctors that can take care of the situation. I lost my job, but it's probably putting you on the avenue and the route to something bigger and better. I lost my house, but the position that God put you in with the new house will allow you to minister to a different set of people or maybe even give you a better house than what you thought you were going to get before. Sometimes when things are bad, it's still a blessing. Because in some cases, even though they're bad, God still prevented it from being worse. Thankfulness as an attitude. An attitude of gratitude that comes through in how we think, comes out in what we say, and springs forth in what we do. That's where the attitude needs to be. Passages like Psalm number 31 help us with that perspective. The Bible says in Psalm 31 and verse 19, "Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you, which you have prepared for those who trust in you." So you have to trust that the idea of thankfulness is going to come through, and that we will always be of a perspective that God is blessing us, because that is part of his plan for his people. Look at verse 20 through 22, as the psalmist then says, "You shall hide them in the secret place of your presence. From the plots of men you shall keep them secretly in a pavilion, from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he has shown me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before your eyes. Nevertheless, you heard the voice of my supplication when I cried out to you." This idea that God is blessing us, but sometimes these blessings are obscured by the corruption and the vindictiveness and quite frankly, the clamor of man. Instead of us noticing and acknowledging the greatness of God, we're still focusing on the pettiness of man. And it causes us to miss acknowledging the blessings that God has stored up and that God continues to reveal. Instead of us understanding that God is marvelous and he has continued to provide marvelous blessings to us, we're too wrapped up in man's malady to make the acknowledgement. Instead of us understanding that we should be mesmerized by his mercy and we should be caught up in his grace, we're basically continues to be mesmerized by man's disgrace. You look at verses 23 of the psalmist when he says, "Oh, love the Lord, all your saints, all his saints, for the Lord preserves the faithful and fully repays the proud person. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all you hope for in the Lord." All of you hope in the Lord. There's so much to be thankful for that, quite frankly, we really don't have time to complain. That's just how wonderful God is, and that's just how much we should be caught up in thanking him versus complaining amongst ourselves. But I close out this lesson by giving you an advisement about verses 16 and 17. Because we can't skip over verse 16, rejoicing always, and verse 17, praying unceasingly. Those two verses are part of the paranesis that Paul has put forth in this passage, that as he's closing out the epistle, he's just giving some solid general spiritual advisement to help the church at Thessalonica be able to come to live a life for God and combat the wiles of the devil. So he says earlier in there that you should honor those that are doing good work, that you should help the weak, that we should comfort one another. All of these perspectives and all of these pointers will help the Thessalonican church continue to thrive over there in the Macedonian area, so that they are not Macedonian, but in the area up there where they were with Philippi and Berea in particular, and for them to understand and for them that and to know that by doing what God would have them indeed to do, they can continue to be the church that continues to spread the gospel and shine the light in that area. And by application, as we look at what was happening in that area, we will understand and we will know too that really the formula that helps us to not make Thanksgiving just something that we say at the end of the year is that if we are always rejoicing, that we're always praying, and that we're always being thankful. That perspective, that will help us to indeed be everything that we would have us to be. Don't you think that the psalmist over in Psalm 31 was truly rejoicing in his situation, despite the fact that it wasn't perfect? Because Psalm 31 is a psalm of complaint as well as praise. Don't you think that Job had some things to be discouraged about? Most certainly. And obviously, if you read the book of Job, you know that Job had some ups and downs as he had some friends that were in his ear that didn't help his countenance and didn't help his attitude. We sometimes don't have friends and family that are of the encouraging nature that will always help us to have an attitude of gratitude as well, unless we are blessed to be surrounded with people who are so steeped in the spirit that they keep our spirits up and they keep our minds stayed on God. So regardless of whether you have that steady stream of steadfastness or whether sometimes I'm up and sometimes I'm down, the edict is still there, and it's really out there in the book of Philippians, where in Philippians 1 and 18 and Philippians 2, 17 and 18 and Philippians 3 and 1 and Philippians 4 and 4 and Philippians 4 and 10, the idea of Paul either saying that he was rejoicing or that they should rejoice or that the general advisement that everybody should rejoice is put forth in such a poignant manner that it should help us to understand that the idea of having an attitude of gratitude, of having the humility to pray, and to having the wherewithal to rejoice regardless of whether it's good or bad or little or big is going to help us to really always have a Thanksgiving spirit. Look at what Paul also had to say in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, starting with verse number 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and starting with verse number 9, the Bible says, "For we are glad when you are weak, when we are weak and you are strong. In this also we pray, that you may be complete. Therefore, I write these things being absent, lest being present I should use sharpness according to authority which the Lord has given me for edification and not for destruction. Finally, my brethren, farewell. Become complete. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you." Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, I know I can't hear you responding back, but if you're listening, I want you to repeat these words. Rejoice, pray, be thankful. Repeat after me again. Rejoice, pray, Be thankful. Once again, rejoice. Pray. Be thankful. The orientation that Paul had in both 1 Thessalonians and Philippians, as we pointed out, and in 2 Corinthians 13, helps us to truly see that if we're going to have an attitude of gratitude and to have and carry the spirit of Thanksgiving to January, the spirit of Thanksgiving to February, the spirit of Thanksgiving to March, the spirit of Thanksgiving to April, the spirit of Thanksgiving to May, the spirit of Thanksgiving to June, the spirit of Thanksgiving to July, the spirit of Thanksgiving to August, the spirit of Thanksgiving to September, the spirit of Thanksgiving to October as well. If that is the orientation that we are to have, as well as November and as well as December, following Paul's advisement in the latter part of this paranesis, rejoice, pray, and give thanks, is going to help us to be that. The rejoicing is indicative of the positiveness that the Holy Spirit will instill in our hearts and throughout our conscience as we are prompted to complain, but we know that truly it's not just a buzzword. It's not there. It's not just a phrase. There is not just buzzwords when we say God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. We won't run into a situation where we're at our wit's end and we really don't know what to say. But if we have an attitude that not only will we rejoice and be thankful for the big and the little and the good and the bad, we'll pray at the drop of a hat, too. Pray for the positive circumstances. Pray for the negative circumstances. And to continue to show our homage and our respect and our worship to God Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, and Saturday, as well as on Sunday, to the point where people will know that that person is a praying person because he is always and she is always praying, and regardless of what is happening in his or her life. The rejoicing and the praying fosters the Thanksgiving because it becomes a fulfillment of God's duty that he's put to us in Christ. Because Christ, not only did he make things, but make all things, but in Colossians 1, he also tells us, and it is in him that all things come together. And when we know that, really, yeah, there are going to be times we're going to be mad. I have to admit, I'm not in the best of moods right now. But I'll say to you that we'll still ultimately be thankful for what God has put in our lives. And that should turn our frown into a smile. That should turn our bad mood into a good one. And that's going to help us to ultimately be what God would ultimately have us to be. Let us pray. Father, help us to be everything that you would have us to be. Help us to do everything that you would have us to do. Because, Father, when it's all said and done, we are going to continue to give you the glory and the honor in everything we do and in everything we say. Help us to indeed have the spirit of thanksgiving. And help us to be able to, practically every time we see a turkey sandwich, I want us to think about, Lord, how blessed you have made, you have made our lives, and just how thankful we should be that we're in the church and that you are still allowing us, despite the agony that it should, it probably is, and seeing the world in the condition that it's in, you continue to allow us to find mercy and to be lost in the grip of grace. Thank you for Stevie V and the broadcast tonight. Thank you for his willingness to continue to put on these shows that we believe are bringing glory and honor to God. Continue to bless us and keep us all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
When you're feeling all alone at home all by yourself, you ought to pray. Just pray. When you're feeling sad and lonely and that nobody cares, you ought to pray. Just pray. You ought to pray. You ought to pray. Just pray. Your relationship has taken a dip. You don't know what to do. You ought to pray. Just pray. Your head is aching. Your body is shaking. Hey, you got the flu. You ought to pray. Just pray.
Just pray.
You ought to pray.
Pray
for your healing.
Pray.
Oh, comfort.
Pray.
Oh, he can fix it all.
Just yeah.
Your loved one is sick. The doctor has quit. There's nothing else you can do but pray.
Pray.
You just pray.
Just pray.
Yeah. Your kids are acting out. Makes you wanna put them out the house. But instead you pray.
Pray.
And you keep on praying.
Just pray.
We ought to pray.
Pray.
Pray for our families.
Pray.
Pray for each other.
Pray.
Just pray.
Just pray.
Oh Lord.
Sometimes I wonder if we recognize the power of prayer. How much time do we spend in prayer? You remember when Jesus came back and the disciples were asleep, and he asked them, "You couldn't stay up for 1 hour and pray with me?" Do we recognize the power that lies behind prayer? That we go into the throne room of God to lay our request down before him? The fact that prayer touches people. Prayer can change lives. Prayer opens doors. Prayer gives new opportunities. Prayer is perpetual. Prayer can lift your burden. Prayer can heal a sickness. And it's all because of God's Son, Jesus the Christ, the perfect high priest that we have, that now we can approach the throne room of God with confidence, not because we're so good, but because Jesus is so
good. He's been given a name above every name, the name that every knee has to bow down before. When it's all said and done, let all of our prayers be in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Announcements for the events and activities in the Churches of Christ. If you would like to have your events or activities announced on this broadcast, please give me a call at the Carolina Studio at 910-491-6405 or send me an email to srbutler1009@yahoo.com. On August the 4th through the 9th, 2019, the Northside Church of Christ will be the official host of the 2019 Florida State Lectureship of the Churches of Christ in conjunction with the Jacksonville, Florida congregations. The Newbird Church of Christ, located in Louisville, Kentucky, is currently seeking a full-time minister, so please submit all inquiries to the newbirdcoc@gmail.com. Candidates will be forwarded a job description and application packet. Completed applications should be submitted along with the candidate's resume, references, and doctrinal philosophy, and a sample audio or video recording of a sermon. On March the 21st through the 24th, 2019, the Millennial Reach Collaborative presents God's Plan Millennial Reach Conference. And this address is Marriott, the Marriott Miami Airport, 1201 Northwest Lejeune Road, Miami, Florida, 33126. For more information or registration, visit their website at www.reach.com. On January the 20th through the 24th, 2019, the New Golden Heights Church of Christ will be hosting the 43rd Annual Ministers Institute. And the theme of this event will be The Case for the Holy Spirit. And that address is 2051 Northwest 31st Avenue, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33311. More information, please call 954-735-2907. On December the 3rd and the 4th, tomorrow being the last night, the Newbird Church of Christ will have their homecoming. And the theme of this event will be for glory, from glory to glory. And that address is 4700 East Indian Trail, Louisville, Kentucky, 40216. The telephone number is 502-966-5171. And the guest speaker is Dave Anderson. Just a program reminder, Stevie's Media Production presents, we're airing live shows here on Blog Talk Radio. On the first Monday of the month, like we had tonight, the Gospel Light Radio Show will be airing a special edition broadcast. And these shows are just generally for special topics, topics requested from our listeners. On Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, I'm hosting the live show, What a Word from the Lord, with the What a Word from the Lord radio show. And each week we have guest speakers presenting lessons from the Word of God from the Brotherhood of the Churches of Christ. And also we have the Community Corner segment. That's for small business owners and entrepreneurs who have products and services for our communities. And also my co-host, Edward Bishop, out of Niagara Falls, New York. He'll be presenting a lesson from the Word of God on this show. And then on Thursday night from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, I'm hosting the live show, the Gospel Light Radio Show. And on this broadcast, I have 8 co-hosts who will be presenting lessons from the Word of God. And each week I have 2 co-hosts on the air with me. I'm also taking questions from my shouted out platform on social media, Facebook, and posing these questions to my co-host during the show. And then on Friday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, I'm hosting the live show, Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast Radio Show. And on this broadcast, we're featuring the Story Glory segment where we're interviewing artists, we're debuting new music, featuring old music. My daughter, Tati B, she's also co-hosting on this broadcast from time to time. Then I'm also doing the show, the Top 20 Countdown Show. And we also have the Marathon Show going on. That's a three-hour show. Whatever artist or group that we're featuring, we're just playing their music on that show besides the Song of the Week and the monthly triple spin. If you are an artist and you want your music played on any of my radio shows, just send me your MP3 formatted tracks via Dropbox, and my email address is srbutler1009@yahoo.com. You can now listen to all my shows on demand episodes on my affiliate internet stations through Spotify, through iHeartRadio, through Apple's iTunes, through acaradio.net, through IWA Radio, through MCCBroadcasting.com, IBCBroadcasting.com, YouTube, and even on YouTube, the Church TV Network, their playlist, Acapella Radio, and the World of Acapella. You can also go to my website, Spreaker.com, SPREAKER.com, and type my name in the search bar, Stevie R. Butler. I also want to thank my sponsors, Sharon Norwood. She lives in Chicago, Illinois. Her company is Organo, and that's their slogan is a health product for healthier living. And also Yvonne Blazing Cracker Gooch. She lives in Nashville, Tennessee. And the three E's of Stevie B's Media Production, it is the objective of this broadcast that we want to educate, we want to edify, and encourage you in a study of God's Word. And that will conclude our programming announcements.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the Gospel Light Radio Show, Special Edition.
Count your
three.